dig holes for the...
For the poles?
Okay. What would you call just one of them?
You mean one of the holes? Post hole?
Okay. What would you call a fence or a wall made of loose stone or rock that you might get from a field, you know, get the rock from the field and then make a wall mm-hmm. out of it? What would you call that?
Stone wall.
If you have, what term would you use to describe your best dishes? What would they be made out of? What would you call those good dishes?
Wait a minute, let me get this. You're talking about what I eat?
Yeah, the dishes that we use, the best dishes that your mother has. She calls her...
Oh, wait a minute.
When the girls are getting married, they pick out their, when they pick out the dishes, they say they're going to choose their pattern for their...
I don't know, just China, I guess, or is it, I guess it'd be China.
Okay. Have you ever seen an egg made out of China?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Now, what terms do you have for a wooden vessel? What would you use to carry water in?
Water pail or bucket.
Okay. Would it be made out of wood or metal?
Well, I've seen some made out of wood, and I just call it, well, we've got one of both, a wooden one and I guess you'd say a tin one or a metal one,
mm-hmm.
and I just call them both water buckets.
Okay. You use bucket more than
then, yes, ma'am.
Pail?
Yes, ma'am.
But if you were...
Well, both of them were used, but I mainly say a bucket.
Okay. But you would call, would you call the two the same thing? I mean, if it's made out of a different material, does that mean any difference to you?
No, ma'am, I don't really think that it would matter.
As long as it's a bucket type container, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter what it's made out of, you call it a bucket, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What sort of container is used to carry food to the pigs?
Slop bucket.
Okay. Now, a flat or round bottom pan that you fry eggs in, what do you call that?
Skillet.
Okay. Can you think of any other names for that? That you would use interchangeably like you did the pail and the bucket?
That was probably a frying pan.
Okay.
Or either, mostly skillet though.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of heard it called a spatter?
No, ma'am.
I believe that's before your time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about something big and black that you may have seen people use in the backyard that would be used for heating water to boil the clothes in. Have you ever seen your grandmother do that or heard her talk about it?
Yes, ma'am.
What you call that black pot?
Wash pot, I believe is the name for it.
Okay. Did your grandmother have a wood stove, wood burning stove?
Yes, ma'am, at one time, but I don't remember it.